We begin first with rowing, and Czech rower Ondřej Sinek hadn't lost a single final this season and came to the World Rowing Championships arguably the odds-on favorite. Nevertheless, to win gold for the first time, the Czech was faced with a daunting task, beating four-time winner as well as defending champion Mahe Drysdale in front of a New Zealand home crowd at Lake Karapiro. He succeeded. The Czech moved into the lead after the first 750 meters and held it for the remaining 1,250 for the win in the men's single sculls. His time was just a little over 6 minutes and 47 seconds. Drysdale came second, 1.93 seconds behind the winner, while British sculler Alan Campbell was third. The gold is an historic win for Czech rowing and puts Ondřej Sinek in a formidable position in the eventual run-up to the 2012 Olympics in London. Czech motor racing rider Karel Abraham claimed his first ever GP win in the Moto2 at the Valencia MotoGP round at the weekend. The race saw a sensational finale with five riders, including Ian One, who led half the race, and world champion Elias vying for the win. A crash in the final lap, though, put two riders out, and Ian One himself was lucky not to fall. The incident allowed Karel Abraham to thread through from fourth place to first. Riding in his sixth Grand Prix season, the Czech crossed the line just 0.522 seconds in front of Ian One for the win. Turning to football, Plzeň have continued in unprecedented fashion in the top Czech football league, winning 2-0 over Baník Ostrava on Sunday. Plzeň has racked up 40 points so far in the first 15 rounds of the season, a feat not matched by any other club in Czech football history. With a record 13 wins, 1 draw and 1 loss, Viktoria Plzeň are in front of their nearest rivals Olomouc and third place Sparta Prague by 12 points. But their win on Sunday was not without incident. The match was stopped for around 20 minutes due to hooligan violence outside the stadium gates. Hooligans attacked the police on site, throwing bottles and stones, injuring 6. 12 people were arrested and 4 later charged. To regain control in the incident, police resorted to using tear gas, which, due to the wind, wafted onto the playing field, leading to the delay. Sources say many of the hooligans were well known to the law enforcement officials, extremists who came out for one thing and one thing only, not to clash with Plzeň fans, but directly with the police. In international football, striker Ferdinand Torres scored twice against Petr Cech to help Liverpool beat Premier League leader Chelsea 2-0 on Sunday. The Blues looked lackluster against the resurgent Liverpool side and quickly fell behind. Torres first scored in the 11th minute on a through ball from Dirk Kuyt and scored again just before halftime, curling a masterful shot past the star Czech goalie. The defeat leaves Chelsea at the top of the table, but only 2 points ahead of Manchester United. Turning to hockey now, in the Czech Hockey League, Liberec won their third straight on home ice, downing Brno 3-1 on Sunday. The White Tigers fell behind in the 42nd minute on a goal by Bale, but were able to turn the match around on 2 goals from Podkonitsky and 1 from Tomáš Kliment. He scored the winner with 4 minutes remaining. And that's all the sport for today.
My thanks to Jan Wellinger for that sports report.